Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the program, we're going to be joined by one of our regular contributors, one of our favorite guys. He's the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. Paul Eisenstein is standing by, and that means we're going to talk about all the news happening in the automotive world, right here in the Motor City of Detroit and around North America, as well as all around the world. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number, toll-free from anywhere in North America, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Email is also a viable alternative. It's very simple. It's my name. It's Bob, B-O-B, at Bob Long Radio, B-O-B, at boblongradio.com. And we'll also sprinkle in a trivia question or two, because lately we've been giving away lots of prizes courtesy of the folks at both Haynes Manuals and the Busted Knuckle Garage. So I promise that we'll get a few in the mix throughout this program. Coming up in hour number two, Mark Williams, who's the publisher of, he's not the publisher, he's the editor-in-chief, I should say, of PickupTrucks.com. Mark, for many years, worked alongside yours truly at Motor Trend, where he had a dual role, both as a Motor Trend editor as well as the editor of Truck Trend magazine. And also coming up on today's program, we've got some other cool, exciting stuff. But right now, let's go to the Motor City and welcome our good friend, Paul Eisenstein, esteemed automotive journalist, back to Auto World. Paul, how you doing?
Hey, Bob. Good to be with you. Happy spring, by the way.
That's true. Happy spring to you, and certainly for many areas of the country, like where I hail from, the greater Boston area, had their worst winter in history in many parts of the USA, had a really tough winter. How about the Motor City of Detroit? How bad was it?
Oh, my gosh. I'll tell you what. I was actually, the thing I like to show people to give them an idea how bad it was is an image that I captured on my iPhone. I was over, a month ago, barely, in Spain for the preview, the first drive of the new Volvo XC90. And they were complaining over there because the weather was cold. It was only about 60 degrees. I looked up the weather at a cottage we have out near Pinckney, Michigan, north of Ann Arbor. Should I tell you what it was that day? And this is just a month ago.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear.
Minus 22 Fahrenheit.
Ooh, yes, that is.
So we didn't have the snow that you guys had in the East Coast, but we had the cold. And where we normally get reprieves, we normally get breaks. Sometimes goes back up even to 50 and 60 during our winter. There was no break this year. It was just frigid, sub-zero, almost constantly. From the time all you guys got to leave from the Detroit Auto Show until really just about a week and a half ago.
Well, as you said, welcome spring, and very much in need. We love to have that spring sunshine and warm weather to look forward to, so good things are ahead, and certainly lots of great stories to talk about. We got the New York International Auto Show just around the bend.
And a lot of stuff coming to the show this year, Bob.
Yeah, including, I understand, that the very important RX, the 2016 rendition of the RX. This is a vehicle that actually invented a category, Paul.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm looking at the story right now, in fact. The Lexus RX is, well, you know, the reality is, Bob, most of our colleagues, you know this, we don't give it that much respect. It's the crossover equivalent of the family minivan. The only thing that's missing, really, are the sliding doors. But that said, it's not we don't buy the vehicles. The public does in ridiculously large numbers. The new RX is going to be very important because it's going to be necessary to, it's going to be in a battle to fight for that mid-lux, mid-size crossover segment. And there's a lot of new product coming in there that's going to make it very tough. But Lexus has dominated that segment since they launched it 17 years ago, hard to believe, 17 years ago. And this vehicle is taking what appears to be a rather interesting approach to styling. So, for example, much like the Nissan Murano that we saw updated last year, it's going to be going to this sort of floating roof design. We have a tease up on the site right now and a little bit of background information. We don't have a complete look at the vehicle yet, but it does appear that they're going to go to a more aggressive look, a more aggressive design, much in keeping with all the other Lexus products we've seen recently, and that's likely to be quite controversial.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see. And as you say, they just sell a ton of RX models, so a very important vehicle for the brand. Another brand with a big debut in New York is the folks at Jag. They're going to show off a new variant, a refreshing of the XF, the next generation XF, they're calling it. And Jag has been on a roll lately. I can't wait to get a look at this one.
Yeah, this is going to be a very, very interesting vehicle. Again, another very, very interesting product to come out of Jaguar as they try to really reinvent themselves. Now, the good thing about Jaguar is that they're scoring very, very well in terms of quality and reliability studies all of a sudden. You know, they just did extremely well in J.D. Power's Customer Service Index, which measures how the brand handles, how all the brands on the market handle consumers at the showroom when they go in for service. And Jaguar was number one. Number one for
amazing.
A brand that, you know, we usually used to think that, you know, the worst thing in the world was having to go back to a Jaguar dealer for repairs. But the new XF is going to be the next step. And, of course, we're going to see the launch of the actual introduction in the U.S. market of the XE in not too distant future. We're seeing the F-Space crossover, their first ever crossover coming. A lot of new engines. They have this new Ingenium family coming, and stay tuned because I think Jaguar is going to be very, very interesting.
Absolutely.
Now, there's a lot of other vehicles to talk about in New York if you want. I don't know how we are in terms of time before the break, but we could spend the whole show talking about
you're
it.
You're not kidding. We got about 3 minutes to the break, so just we'll touch a little bit more on Jag. This will be the first time that the XF will be offered with the all-wheel drive, which is definitely a good thing for the brand. It will be offered in all-wheel drive across the platform range, and this time around it's only been available in the six-cylinder variant, so that's a good thing. And recently, Paul, I had the pleasure, and I must say it was a pleasure, of driving the 2015 variant of the F-Type R, and I can tell you in 25 years plus of getting press vehicles, this vehicle was one of my favorite cars I've ever driven, and now for 2016, we're going to see an all-wheel drive variant of that. You won't be able to do the smoky burnouts like you can in the 15, but boy, what a cool vehicle that is.
Yeah, no question about it. And, you know, to your point about the Jags going to all-wheel drive, the reality is, in your neck of the woods in particular, you can't sell a luxury car anymore without all-wheel drive. People simply won't buy them. But what I find interesting is we're now starting to see a growing demand for all-wheel drive in places that never connected before, places like Florida, Texas, California. And I think part of that has to do with several of the brands that have made all-wheel drive synonymous as much with performance as they do with traction in bad weather. Audi's a good example. BMW is now starting to show that. Virtually every Mercedes-AMG model will be, over the next few years, sold standard with all-wheel drive.
Amazing. When we come back, more previews of New York and more news from the automotive world.
Well, I saw a product sign, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your damage close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're coming at you live, pedal to the metal, all across North America on great radio stations, of course, around the world as well from GCNlive.com. I get a lot of correspondence from auto enthusiasts around the globe, so we welcome you. Paul Eisenstein is with us, esteemed automotive journalist, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, contributor to NPR Radio, and before we do continued previews of the upcoming New York International Auto Show, Paul, for all of our listeners in North America, as well as all the folks around the world that are joining us, so people in Australia, people in New Zealand, people in the Middle East, you name it, we get listener emails from them all the time. You, too, can subscribe to Paul's various newsletters and cool stuff. Paul, tell the folks all the wonderful things that you've got to offer.
Well, thanks, Bob. We try to cover every aspect of the auto industry, whether you're a buyer, seller, an industry insider, or just somebody who loves to keep up with the latest on new cars, new auto shows, things like that. You can get it, and it's always free on the website, but the better thing is you can get our emails free, our daily RSS feeds, our Twitter feeds, all of it for free. The emails, you can get an alert every single time we post a story if you really want to stay on top of things, or daily roundups, weekly roundups, or even monthly roundups. And as I said, we cover the industry, and we give it to you all for free.
That's wonderful. We've already told folks about the new RX from Lexus, 2016 rendition, debuting in New York, and also the Jag XF. I also hear rumors that the next generation Camaro is actually going to be shown at the show. Is that true, Paul?
We'll see it there, but interestingly enough, we're actually we won't see the next Camaro there. We're going to be seeing some hints of it, but we are looking at a May preview here in Detroit, of all things, on Belle Isle. That's where the full unveiling of the Camaro will be. You'll see teases. You'll see hints of it during the Chevy News Conference. But it's an unusual thing. We're going to have our preview 2 weeks before the Detroit Grand Prix. The Indy races, among others, as you know, take place every year on Detroit's Island Park, Belle Isle. And they're offering seats to 1,000 Camaro fans. I don't know if they've all been grabbed up yet, but you might want to check it out. If you have a chance to be in Detroit and you want to be a part of this earth-shattering event, check on the Chevy site. Find out about this. We have some news on the site. We also have a link that you can use to go and check it out, and you'll be able to find out if you can get a seat for it. If you go to our site, just type in Camaro in the search engine, and it'll lead you right to the page with the link.
Wow. Again, automakers stepping out of the box and doing things differently. We've seen unveils on Facebook. We've seen different unveils globally, simultaneously, via the web. And this is a very interesting marketing move on the part of Chevrolet. I'm hearing that the next generation Camaro is significantly smaller than the one that we've grown to love since 2010. Can you confirm anything about it, Paul? What have you heard?
No, that's true. It is going to be a smaller vehicle. Not as small as some people have thought, but the new car is going to be based off of the same basic platform as the current Cadillac ATS. That's a real surprise. It's going to be... I think a little bit better proportioned, to tell you the truth, than the current Camaro, everything that we're seeing. We actually have some spy shots up on the site. Chevrolet also revealed some pictures, some images, giving a little bit of a tease of the new Camaro, so we have that up. And it's going to be quite interesting to see exactly what they have in store. Now, it should be also a fair bit lighter. One of the things that GM has been addressing with all of its new products lately is trying to cut the weight of all its new products. And obviously, Bob, your listeners are smart enough to know that weight equals both fuel economy and performance. So if you cut even a couple hundred pounds off the weight of a vehicle, you're going to have you're going to make a significant difference in its performance, even if you stay with the powertrains you have today and don't do anything else. The reality is, I expect also to see some improvements in those powertrains.
Wow. It's going to be interesting, definitely, to see the hints, and then eventually we'll get to see at Belle Isle the next generation Camaro. What are some of the other cool unveilings that we're set to see in the Big Apple?
Chevy will be showing a couple things, and one of the most important things that they have to display will be the new Malibu. You may recall Chevy redid the Malibu a couple of years ago. They replaced the model that had, in its heyday, been an extraordinarily successful vehicle, had started showing that Detroit could, in fact, be a real competitor in the midsize segment again, as it once dominated that segment back in the early 80s. Well, the model they brought out a couple years ago just wasn't right. They did an emergency refresh, as we like to call it, updated it, tried to make a few improvements, but they could only go so far. And what is absolutely amazing, Bob, is that they are coming back not just with a tweak, but just, what, 3 years after launching the last generation Malibu, they're completely replacing it for 2016. We've got some early images. We have an image on the site. Again, you can search for Malibu on thedetroitbureau.com, and you'll find this silhouette image. It's got a fastback shape that, well, it almost reminds you a little bit of Audi with the A7, and it clearly is being influenced by the latest Impala, which you know has been a smash hit.
Oh, no question about it, and a very important vehicle for the brand. It's going to be very interesting to see this new Malibu in the Big Apple just a few weeks down the road. Let's talk about some other makers. I've been reading on the DetroitBureau.com about Jeep's plans to expand. Of course, we've just seen the introduction of the all-new Renegade, but I understand this is kind of the tip of the iceberg, that they've got many more models in the pipeline.
Yeah, you're going to, for example, see a new generation of their old Jeep Grand Wagoneer. We don't have many details of that yet, and we won't expect to see anything major at the New York show, but we probably will be hearing a little bit more about some of their other plans. You know, Jeep had a record year last year. It's hard to believe. They sold 1 million vehicles. This is astounding when you think about where they were only a few years ago. But it's even more amazing when you realize that in barely 3 years' time, they expect to be selling almost 2 million. Now, part of that is because of the growth overseas. Almost half of those vehicles they expect to sell worldwide by before the end of the decade. They're ready to open up a new plant in China with several models being built over there. That'll launch by the end of the year. Next month, we'll see the launch of a new factory down in Brazil. They had a factory there a decade ago, but that got closed, you know, with the whole mess with the breakup of Daimler and Chrysler. They have a factory in Italy, which is producing the Renegade, their smallest model, and we're going to start seeing the Renegade reach the U.S. soon. But here's the other news, Bob. I don't know how much you've heard, but what would you say to a Jeep pickup?
Ooh, that sounds intriguing. When we'll come back, we'll talk about that and lots more with Paul Eisenstein.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw.
Sticky, gooey, smelly.
She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
And all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE .com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663. Or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Paul Eisenstein is with us, esteemed automotive journalist. Our telephone number, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. We'll throw out a trivia question here. This was a sports car that was sold here in North America. It kind of was a precursor of things to come. It was a vehicle that had a very long model name. It was called the 3000 GT VR4. That's the short version of it. Believe it or not, there's even a longer variant. But who made the 3000 GT VR4? Our telephone is 855-660-4261 and email bob at boblongradio.com. Before the hard bottom of the hour break, Paul was telling us that perhaps in Jeep's future we may see a pickup truck rendition. And, boy, I could see that doing well, Paul. The Jeep faithful are just that. They love everything Jeep. And I could see a current Jeep owner right now loving to own a Jeep pickup truck.
Well, people forget that they did make a Jeep pickup truck some years back, and it's been gone, unfortunately, for quite a while. I just had a chance to speak with Mike Manley, who is the appropriately named head of this rugged off-road brand, and he told me two things which were really interesting. One, he did confirm that he is very, very strongly, personally, in favor of adding a pickup, and they are looking at that. It will only happen. This is one critical thing that he revealed the other day in our conversation. It will only happen with the next generation Wrangler, and they are looking at that. You may recall the next generation Wrangler will launch sometime in 2017, so it would be at least 2 to 3 years away at the earliest before we would see a pickup. My bet is they will do one. It is not confirmed. They're doing some testing, I know. It is not confirmed, but I think they're going to go with it. Now, here's the other thing, Bob, and this is the real surprise. Can you imagine a Jeep plug-in hybrid?
No. Wow. That's totally catching me off guard, Paul.
Well, hey, who could imagine a Bentley SUV?
Yeah.
And better yet, a Bentley SUV with a plug-in hybrid option.
Mm-hmm.
We just saw BMW announce that they're doing an X5, the X5 xDrive 40e. Talk about long names. And that's their first plug-in. Mercedes is going to do a plug-in version of the GLE. With, you know, the old M-Class was renamed the GLE. They confirmed that will be one of 10 plug-in hybrids they're doing. So Mike told me that it is an expensive option. They have to make sure that it's justified. But here's the critical thing. You will see some sort of hybrid in the Jeep lineup in the not-too-distant future. I would say within perhaps 2 to 3 years.
Wow. We're going to have to watch that one, definitely. Let's talk about the Kia brand. I've always been a fan of Peter Schreier and his designs, and certainly the Optima, the first-generation Optima, was a good-looking vehicle, the current generation Optima, but I understand that they're going to take the wraps off in New York, a 2016 model.
Yeah, and by the way, it isn't the first generation. It's the first generation done under Peter Schreier, who,
that's right,
folks may vaguely recall, happened to be the top dog in Audi design.
Mm-hmm.
Not too many years ago. He joined Audi, 2007, if memory serves, and has completely revolutionized that brand. He now oversees design for both Audi and for Hyundai, and you can see what they're doing over there. So what I'm really happy to report is that unlike Hyundai, which had that breakthrough Sonata about the same time, about 8 years ago, and then backed off with the model they brought out last year. You know, they got very conservative, and they've been slammed for it. They've gotten, you know, hit by reviewers, and they've gotten hit by consumers, and they are now redesigning the Hyundai Sonata. We're going to see an emergency refresh, I think, in about a year from now. Well, the good thing is Optima is not going to be a victim of that mistake. Kia is going to retain a very sexy look. We have some pictures on the site, some preview pictures. Again, people can just simply go there and type in Optima, and you'll get to the story that we have on the Kia Optima for 2016.
Excellent. 855-660-4261. That's our toll-free line. Trivia question about a sports car. From, give you a hint here, as we're getting a number of guesses that are quite a bit off the mark. This is from a Japanese manufacturer. Had a lot of technology, twin turbos, it had all-wheel drive, it had four-wheel steering, the 3000 GT VR4, who made that vehicle. Paul,
and I can't do that one. I can't win this one.
No.
Bob, can I throw out another clue?
Yeah.
There was a near twin sold by another non-Japanese automaker.
Mm, that is a really good hint. Let's see if somebody picks up on it.
So the VR4 had a lot more technology on it.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Whoever comes up with that answer is going to get a cool prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage and also from Haynes Manuals, so you're not going to want to miss out on that. Any other cool vehicles being unveiled in Detroit?
The New York show? Oh, gosh, you know, Bob, I hate to say it. I'm trying to think. What have we missed? We've gone through so many of them so far. Oh, you know what? Here's the real interesting story to watch. We may have some very big news from Honda. And I, by the way, I put this at about 8 to 3, that we're going to hear that they are bringing the European Civic hatchback to the United States. And slightly worse odds that they will also bring the Type R, the Civic Type R, which they just unveiled at the Geneva Auto Show. And only a month ago were saying they weren't going to bring to the U.S. Well, it appears because they have some problems, they're not using their factories well enough, and also because the dollar has gained so much strength against the euro, they've rethought that decision. So we're definitely going to see, I believe, the Civic hatchback come to the U.S., and we will likely also see that hot hatch, that incredible hot hatch Type R coming from Honda to the U.S. probably for 2016.
That's great. Internationally, a number of stories that we should discuss, including the fact that the recent dip in oil prices has really caused a lot of headaches for the auto industry. We'll talk about that. But before we talk about that story, let's talk about the country of Iran and the possibility that this may be opened up as a new place for automakers to sell vehicles.
Yeah, this is very interesting, isn't it? And mm-hmm. I think it's going to definitely depend on what happens with our with the nuclear treaty that's being discussed right now. Because if that falls apart, I don't think this deal will happen. But part of the quid pro quo will be to relax sanctions against the Iranians, and that would likely mean that there'll be a lot of automakers being able to sell products there again. So this means that we may, in the very near future, start seeing some of Detroit's products go back in the market in both Iran and possibly in Cuba.
Very cool. And now let's talk about something that all of us motorists have been enjoying recently, and that's, of course, the decline in gasoline prices. But the collapse of the overall oil market, of oil prices, has rocked the auto industry, and you've got a great story up on the DetroitBureau.com that tells folks a little bit about the inside story here.
Yeah, this is pretty amazing, isn't it? What did it close at on Friday? Oil was down to like $48 a barrel, which is mm-hmm. what about it's not even 40% of what it was at its peak. Barely a year ago, a year and a half ago. It's just absolutely amazing, Bob. The question is, will we be benefiting from it at the pump?
When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about this collapse of oil prices and how it's affecting the auto industry and lots more. Don't go away.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Please grab a pen and paper or type this into your phone. InvestYourself.com. For the best free financial newsletter on the planet, go to InvestYourself.com and sign up today. Hi, my name is Bob Renier, and for over 20 years I've been publishing InvestYourself.com, and I guarantee you this is the only newsletter that provides the truth. It's easy to read, and it's free. Consider this. The Feds have just ended the QE program in this country, but Japan and Europe continue to print money, and all of this affects our stock market in ways you've never seen before. I invite you to sign up at investyourself.com. Our absolutely free newsletter will help guide you through what's really affecting our markets instead of the nonsense you hear from the mainstream media. For over 20 years, people have called it the best free newsletter on the planet, and I think you'll agree. Take a moment and go over to investyourself.com and sign up today. It's absolutely free, no credit card required, no ID required. Simply pop your email address in the box. That's investyourself.com, investyourself.com.
The clean and green sale continues at Guns80.com. My buddy Mark is rolling in clover since Guns80.com announced his clean and green sale. He used his leprechaun-like magical powers to get Guns80.com to offer us a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Now, for a limited time, when you order an AR-15 rifle kit, Guns80.com will toss in a cleaning kit and a tactical bipod pistol grip free, all for the low, low price of $449.95. Go to Guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS80.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We want to congratulate Mark, who's in Utah, who has come up with the answer on the vehicle. The vehicle with the long name, the 3000 GT VR4, was from Mitsubishi. But to follow up on our very special guest, Paul Eisenstein's question, there was a sibling of this vehicle made by a domestic manufacturer. I'll even give you the name. It was called the Stealth. Who made the Stealth? That's an easy question. If you can remember back that far, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking about the decline in gasoline prices and how it has affected the auto industry. Certainly, you know, Americans love big vehicles. They love trucks. They love the high-performance vehicles, and whenever the price of gasoline dips, people go running back towards the big SUVs and the big trucks, Paul. And certainly, if you're a product planner for a major player, this has got to be a difficult time.
Yeah, that's the irony, isn't it, Bob? Because trying to figure out what to do as an automaker, how do you plan for all this? One of the reasons it's so difficult, by the way, is because you have the new CAFE standards coming. We're going to be up to 54.5 miles a gallon in not too many years, and that is going to mean that, sure, you can build big, high-performance cars, but you got to find a way to make them clean and green, and as well as mean. And that's one of the reasons, as I mentioned earlier, we're likely to see manufacturers like, of all things, Mercedes, BMW, and soon Jeep putting out plug-in hybrids.
Yeah, and speaking of electric vehicles and hybrids, the folks at Tesla continue to make the news in saying that their Model S is nearly ready to drive itself. Somehow this doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, it's interesting. We're waiting to hear exactly what they mean by this. They claim that they have a nearly autonomous system that could certainly be able to drive in limited areas, highways, even possibly off main highways. I just don't know enough about the details to say whether I really believe that they have the system ready that they're talking about. But there's no question, Bob, we are moving very, very quickly towards the era of the autonomous vehicle. And if not Tesla first to market. Mm-hmm. We're going to see somebody soon. It's going to be out there, and we're going to be seeing real, live, autonomous vehicles.
So true. Our telephone number, 855-660-4261, if you have a question for Paul Eisenstein, or if you can tell us which domestic manufacturer made the sister vehicle to the Mitsubishi 3000 GT VR4. It's called the Stealth. Who made the Stealth? 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. We already have a couple of people on hold. We'll see if we can gather up a few more. Let's talk about GM and their problems with the ignition switch. And all the lawyers, I understand, are working overtime to get the documentation. They're trying to find the cover-up documents.
Well, this is where I think a lot of us are getting concerned. There was a law firm that was handling the case of Brooke Melton. She was her death behind the wheel of a GM vehicle with a faulty ignition switch was the thing that really got the public's attention on this. And the family settled with GM a few years ago. And then it turned out they found out more information and said, wait a second, we would have demanded a different sort of settlement if we knew that you guys had spent a decade essentially hiding this defect. You may recall, Bob, that it took a full decade before GM finally did the recall of these faulty ignition switches. Well, now the law firm is saying that they have further evidence of a very broad cover-up within GM, not just something that was the result of a couple of rogue engineers and managers who just didn't do the right job and didn't seem to care, but there was, they claim, a full-fledged cover-up. Don't be surprised to see this story make a lot more headlines for a lot longer than GM would like.
So true, and it's such a sad story when you stop and think about it that the fix was minimal. I mean, this was not going to be something that was going to cost GM a tremendous amount of money to fix. I mean, it's been reported that the fix was less than a dollar, something like that?
The part was less than a dollar. The actual process of putting it into a vehicle, would have been a lot more money. But no question, Bob, the cost is, in terms of the actual hardware, is minimal compared to what this is going to cost GM in the long run in terms of their damage, their image hit. Actually, what's surprising about GM is that they haven't had bigger problems. There's been a surprise. You know, they've been doing very well in the new car market lately. So some of us are quite surprised that GM has not had a bigger hit to their sales since all of this information about the ignition switch problem came to light.
So true. 855-660-4261. Matt, let's go to the caller on line two and see if perhaps they might have the answer to the trivia question. I'll see if I can punch it up from this end. Let's see. Hello, what's your first name? You're on Auto World. What's your first name? Looks like we may have to put him back on hold. Producer Matt, come back to your station, please, and put caller number two on the air. We're trying to do it from this end, but I don't have the advanced computer technology that I would like to have. So we'll, again, keep that question out there. This was the sibling to the Mitsubishi sports car, the 3000 GT VR4, and it was made by domestic manufacturers called the Stealth. Who made the Stealth? 855-660-4261. Speaking of Mitsubishi, this is a brand that's definitely had its highs and lows here in North America, and it's my understanding that going forward, Mitsubishi is going to pretty much stay to the SUV marketplace. Is that true, Paul?
Yeah, it appears that way. I think they're still going to have some passenger cars, but their real strength has been on the SUV side, so no surprise that they would focus where they are more likely to be able to connect to American consumers. This is a brand that once upon a time, Bob, was really flying. You may recall they had the Eclipse, the Evo, and all these great products, and they just blew it. And they made a lot of incredibly bonehead moves. I think that's the only way to describe it. Remember when they were doing the ninja loans? No interest, no jobs, no assets. I mean, they were basically giving cars away to people that wouldn't have passed the credit test at their local 7-Eleven. And they lost a fortune, nearly went out of business.
It is so true, absolutely. Globally, this is an interesting move. Chrysler has made the decision to pull out of the United Kingdom. An interesting story. What's the reasoning, Paul?
Basically, nobody's buying Chrysler products over there. It's similar to the reason that we just heard that General Motors is going to pull the Opel brand out of Russia. They're just not selling over there, and they finally just said, enough, we're throwing in the towel. I think a lot of automakers lately are saying, okay, let's start to rationalize this, what works, what doesn't. And so, look at Fiat. The Fiat brand, which used to be a very broad brand, is now going to be down to a very narrow subset of products. And Chrysler, the Chrysler brand, is no longer going to be the global brand of folks over in Auburn Hills. We're going to be seeing more and more of a switch to focus on Jeep and Alfa Romeo, of all things. That's going to be the real interesting test, by the way. Will Alfa Romeo be able to make the comeback that Chrysler expects, Fiat Chrysler expects?
So true. Have you yourself driven the 4C?
Yeah, I did, actually. I drove it at their preview. Oh, little less than a year ago. Very fun car to drive. Not quite ready for prime time in some areas. I think they still need a little more work on that powertrain. But I'll tell you what, it's a blast to drive, and I know some people that have it, and they don't care. They don't care if it's not quite perfect. It's got that wonderful fun nature to it. It's a special car.
Yeah, it's great to see that name back for sale here in America. Well, Paul, as usual, it's a pleasure sharing the microphone with you. Thank you so much for your time, and we'll get you back with us real soon.
Good to be with you, Bob. Enjoy the spring.
Thank you. Everybody who's on hold, caller-wise, stay with us. We'll take a time out for the top of the hour news. This is Auto World.
Don't be confused. The way is clear.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN host and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.